divinin unions of ages. Now we see it, hear it, receive and maintain it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. It's interesting. May we realize the Tathagata's true meaning. You see, you could start by saying, is that why you're here? You're really interested in the true meaning? Or are you here because you're interested in your version of it? See, think about that. Recently, the last few weeks, actually, I have been stressing the simplicity of the practice. As a matter of fact, anyone who's been practicing with me over the last, we've been here over 20 years now, has heard a consistent message. See, a consistent message. See, that the practice itself, this that we're doing, is not a religion. A religion you can turn into a club. See, and you will continuously bang somebody in the head with it, see, trying to impose your notion of the truth, see. And again, I stress Roshi's teaching, no self-deception, the first admonition. Are you really willing to engage in that? And the interesting part about it, it isn't a confessional where you do it coming in to see me in the Dokusan room. It isn't where you have to get up here, see, in a shosan, see, and go through a confessional. It's simply sitting with yourself. No self-deception. See, I studied with Roshi 27 years, and I've been practicing now 48 years, see, and I'm only now beginning to appreciate the depth of that, see. Are you really willing? I'll say that to some of you. I'll say it in the Dokusan room. And immediately you get uptight and you try to convince me that, yes, you are really committed. The fact of the matter is, if you feel that you have to rationalize it, make an excuse for yourself, you don't get it. So that just struck me. See, are you really interested in the truth, or are you interested in your version of the truth? See, based upon your dualistic, egocentric needs. See, I said here once some time ago, see, that do you really believe in Buddhism? See, and actually I could have attached a flyer to that, Tom Campbell's talking about what does it mean to believe. See, if you believe something, you don't actually grasp it. See, belief has, I believe something. It doesn't say, I know. I simply believe. There's doubt. See, there's real doubt. And that's what Tom Campbell, the physicist, said. And he has realized and actualized the practice. Do you know what the practice is? See, or are you still trapped in your version, your egocentric notions of what's right and wrong? See? And then I've said over the years, see, we have had people who come through here. See, and many in this room, I don't know, it seems to constantly change, but we still have a fairly consistent core. See, and those folks who have been here for all these years, no, we have had people who started thinking they were really enlightened. And what did they do? They walked around being insufferable. They were mean, spirited, see, self-serving. And the thing that always stunned me is that when I would sit here thinking I was giving a message to those people, everybody else in the room heard it, but them. See, why? Because we're in this self-deception. I know something. I want to be something. And so long as that's there, see, you will never free yourself. You will never experience what Yamada Roshi talks about in that wonderful book of his, see, Zen, the authentic gate. See, and I don't think this was an error on his part. See, he doesn't say Zen Buddhism. He doesn't say Buddhism. He said Zen, the authentic gate. And the trappings of Zen religion, Zen spiritual practice, is a temple, a zendo, with service. That's the raft that the Buddha gave us to sustain, see, our efforts through the difficult times of finally reaching a point where you are sick of sickness and you're going to stop deceiving yourself. See, and it's an interesting thing. And I've talked about it. See, I hold myself up. I use myself as a marvelous, as a really good example of a bad example. See, because I fell into every hole, every crevasse that you could find. See, because of this self-deception.